I've been talking to the people in agriculture and state. Are you in a position to get Australia any additional sugar quota in return for their keeping down their imports on cattle?
I think we can. Harold is ready to do it. Certainly I'm ready to do it. As far as the House is concerned, I think we can do it. I think we can get them 200,000 tons without any problem.
Well, you think I'd be safe in telling them that?
Safe in telling them as far as the House is concerned. Now, and, well, of course, the basic question is, the administration's not going to ask us for a global quota again, are you?
I don't know.
Well, I hope not. I think it contributed very largely to this high price. I know there are other factors in it, but I think it contributed very largely to this fluctuation of price all summer of sugar, because these countries that did not have a country quota but had simply what they called a global quota immediately saw that there was no advantage to them to fill their American quota, because they could sell their sugar cheaper, higher on the world market than they could in the United States. But as long as they had a country quota, that they were going to lose if they didn't fill it. It was worth something to fill it in the United States, even at a loss 1 year, in order to hold it. And for 25 years, we've had the Jones-Costigan Act, Marvin Jones originated it, that did that sort of thing to them. And then 2 years ago, we got this 1,500,000 tons of global quota, which will, if left alone, would gradually become 3 million tons of global quota next year. But we have to review it this year anyhow. The country quotas expire this year. And I have no doubt at all that we can get a substantial increase for the Australians if they will do this sort of thing.
Well, I know. What about the Senate? Who do you have to talk to over there?
You have to talk to Harry Berg. Well, no.
Well, it goes to finance in the Senate.
It goes to finance, yes. Long will actually be the man.
Russell Long?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you ask him tomorrow if he doesn't want to help his cattlemen a little bit?
I'll do so.
And don't quote me on him, but check with him, and then you call George Ball and tell him what you found out, because he can get an agreement where we can probably get a ceiling on this 63, their imports not to exceed to what they did in 63, plus their increase in consumption. But our people say that they don't want that, because 63 is the year they've all gone broke, and they don't want it in 63.
That's right.
I think that'd be good for them. I think it's better than nothing. But,
well, I do too.
I don't want to. I'm like my colored cook, Mary Rather, told her one time when she called up and wanted to get some extra stamps, some sugar stamps for my coffee in the World War II, and Mary said she'd send her stamps out and give them, and about a week later the girl called up again wanting some more stamps, and Mary said, well, you don't mean he's already used up all he had and all I have and all everybody in the office got and still wanting more? And said, that's right. I said, well, you just tell him that he can't have any. We don't have any more sugar stamps. Tell him he's going to have to be like all the rest of us. Just do it out. And Jeff said, yes, sir. But I said, I ain't going to be the one to tell him.
I understand.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.